we started and we talked earlier on this week in relation to the situation with regards to breathalyzer tests. And we've been asking you, when's the last time you were breath tested? A lot of you saying never been breath tested in decades of driving. A few more saying once or twice was about the size of it. This all came out from Alcohol Action Ireland, who came out with figures which showed that despite the fact that 1 million more people are on our roads since 2010, there is less than, you know, probably maybe a quarter of the level, or maybe even just under one third of the level of breathalyzer testing actually being carried out. Garda resources is a key issue. Other issues coming into it as well. Lots of people asking questions about it and asking whether more breath tests need to be provided. Alcohol Action are arguing that yes, there should be more focus put on this and people should be going towards the Australian target of at least one breathalyzer test, or to expect one breathalyzer test per year. Well, on the comment line on this with Richard Fitzgerald from FAHA. Richard, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Very good, very good. Richard, can you tell me, what do you make of the story, first of all, when you're talking about the breath test and the level of breath testing out there?
After listening to Alcohol Action Group there, Ireland had highlighted, as you already stated, that Ireland was one of the lowest countries in Europe as regard breathalyzing tests, okay? Now, as far as I can recall, anyway, the message is being portrayed that regard they are not conducting breath testing and drug tests on a regular basis, right? Now, if for some reason that a traffic stop is in place, most Gardaí can determine by just having a brief conversation with the driver, whether a breath test is required or not. Okay, now that would be my take on it anyway. And as regards a regular road user, people don't realize that they are very active on our roads with the type of equipment they have at their disposal today. Now, as regards myself, I have been driving on the roads constantly over the last number of years, or decades as we call it, and I have never been breath tested, but I have witnessed breath testing taking place. And what happens in that respect is, you drive in the flow of the traffic, and maybe the guard will ask you to have a brief conversation, you roll down the window, and they can determine then whether you are a drink driver or not, and without holding up all the traffic on the road. That would be the way I look at it.
So you're saying that perhaps maybe part of the reason, Pat, might be that they're using their discretion and they might be having a checkpoint, but not everybody gets breath tested because they're kind of judging it, and then you'll get a breathalyzer test or you won't.
Yes, Jerry, and what will happen in that respect anyway, the guard will just tell the driver that they suspect of being over the limit or whatever, or being suspect of drink driving, to pull in, and they will carry out a further investigation there and then, and you will drive on. Now, I have never been breath tested myself, but it was only as late as last week, believe it or not, coming from a match in Tralee, that I came across a checkpoint outside of Milltown. And they were doing a big breath test there, and I came to the guard and waved me on, and they did have someone stop there, you know, for further investigation, I presume, you know. So, the guards are out doing the job. You know, what we're led to believe is they're not doing the job out on the road. No, I have no. I'm not defending what the guards do or not, but I think.
Yeah. The suggestion is it's not that they're falling down the job, it's that they don't have the resource. They don't have enough Gardaí to man these checkpoints, to do enough of them to make sure that, you know, everyone gets a breath test at least once a year. That's what's being claimed, that there should be more Gardaí attached to the roads policing unit to ensure more random breath testing of people.
I agree totally with that, Jerry, because you can't be on every road, you know yourself. And like the motorways and all that, you know, I've been travelling up and down to Dublin, and I've been stopped on numerous occasions by Gardaí, you know, and even around Kerry here, coming and going to different places. And there is no problem with that, because you're going to hold up a big line of traffic, really, now, in fairness, you know what I mean? If we're going out there in the morning early, now, they will know those people are well coached in that if a driver is suspicious of drink driving, they will know by having a conversation with him. That's my point. That you don't have to breath test everyone in the line along the road, if you follow me, you know.
Yes, okay. Yeah, I understand the point you're making. Look, do you think that more breath testing would achieve something, or have things changed, Richard, in terms of the way people... One of our listeners said earlier in the week that people are now drinking at home more, and that there isn't the same level of traffic of people who'd go out for a few drinks and maybe might chance to drive home from the pub in the evening.
Yeah, you're after putting your finger on it there, Jerry, because I'd be quite honest with you. I'm living here on the side of a fairly busy road, and you could see after 6 o'clock in the evening, the traffic totally died down. There hardly no traffic after, we'd say, 8 o'clock. And until early morning again, the traffic will build up again at about 6 or 7 in the morning. So, look, I don't know what the guys can do, but then what they're doing already. That thing, like, you know. So, I think that a lot of checkpoints have been in place, which I have encountered myself on numerous occasions from traveling around the countryside, and they are doing the job. There's doubt about that. But you see, this action group Ireland there highlighted there about Ireland being the lowest in Europe of breath testing for the breathalyzer. But you must remember there that now did they take into account all the European countries who have a larger population and a lot more vehicles on the road? Do you know what I'm saying, Jerry? Do you?
I understand what you're saying. But so the suggestion is, I suppose, that things have changed. Now, the Gardaí, Pat, have the power, Richard has said, they have the power to conduct mandatory breath testing checkpoints, that might be a way of deterrent. I suppose that the question is, and the final point is on it, that Alcohol Action Ireland want people to be, you know, want people, and imagine, look, the most of the people obey the law, thankfully, on this. But that they feel that if there isn't the threat or the fear out there, that more and more people will take the chance and will say, I'll have a few, sure, I'm only down the road, and that's where the danger lies. I'll never be caught because I can't remember the last time I've been breath tested. That's the feeling.
Yeah. I agree with you totally there. You will always get a certain element taking the chance, the drink driving. You know that, Jerry, and I know that, and everyone else know that. But 99% of people are law-abiding. Even we highlighted there the speed on the roads. I often hear them talking there about car doing speed. Now I've been on traffic there, and you're 100-120 kilometers an hour roads. And I think 90% and 95% again are abiding by the law there, and as regards that, you know, as the same with drink driving, something similar, you know. So there is no problem like that. But it's the fuel, but you can't be on every corner and every road. You know what I'm saying to you? You know? That's my point on it anyway, Jerry, you know.
I think they're
doing a great job out there in our fairness, with the resources that they have at their disposal, as you know yourself. Like maybe if there was more guard here, you have the road police unit there, and you have the different drug people, and they're all doing their bit to try and keep the road safe, and you know, keep and so forth. So that's what I'd be saying about it anyway. You know, Jerry, you know.
Okay. All right, Richard, listen, thanks for giving us your view on that. There was a lot of discussion on it this week. That's Richard Fitzgerald there with us on the comment line saying, look, Gardaí use common sense. They don't breathalyze every single person they stop at a checkpoint. They make a judgment, say, right, this requires a breath test, or this doesn't. That might factor into the lower numbers as well of the people breathalyzed in this country. Give us your view on that, 0667123666. You can text and WhatsApp us on 083 300 3300. And while you're thinking as well about the issue of breath testing, a caller got in touch and says that they noticed a checkpoint up ahead in a village in County Cork last night. He pulled in to get out his driver license. While he was looking for it, another Garda squad car pulled in behind him, and the Garda got out, came up to him and asked him, was he attempting to avoid the checkpoint? Our listener was very unimpressed and felt this was an overreaction completely by the Garda. The suspicion was from the Garda, obviously, that you were pulled in to try and avoid it, but you were looking for, all you were doing was looking for, really, your license, and that was it. That's all you were looking for in the context of it. Okay, if you have a view for us on that, get in touch with us on the show on 0667 123 666. You can text and WhatsApp us on 083 300 300. Wanted to mention as well on the program this morning that there was a very interesting letter in relation to, and it's actually National Bike Week this week, and there's been a lot of talk recently about the €125,000 spent on the bike shed in University Hospital Kerry. Interesting letter in the Irish Examiner letters page from Billy Ryle in Tralee, and the letter goes as follows. What a great bit of foresight by the HSE's National Green Team and the National Transport Authority to fund the badly needed and aesthetically pleasing bicycle shed in the grounds of University Hospital Kerry. The letter starts, and the headline of this is Doherty could pop in to see the bike shed. And that was one of the letters in relation to it. I'm just trying to find the other part of this letter here. You should have to bear with me for a second. There's actually two letters in the Irish Examiner today in relation to it. And they are the ones in relation to it. I'll read one from another listener. It says, I was disappointed to see the spend in the bike parking facility at University Hospital Kerry criticised by Sinn Féin and the Dáil and reported across the media as a scandal. The underlying issue here is that we value as a society and why. Ordinary workers at the hospital completed a survey to tell their employer what they needed, and they got what they asked for. This was funded by multiple state bodies, and there's no indication that funds were diverted from patient care. It is a modern, fit-for-purpose, accessible infrastructure that's been built to last, not some corrugated iron shack, which is what is implied in the media coverage. Cycling is a low impact physical activity. Physical activity is highly important to prevent illness. People have such busy lives that dedicating time to exercise can be challenging. This facility will allow staff to integrate exercise into their day and reduce the likelihood of ending up back in the same hospital as a patient later in their life. Investing in active travel is investing in the health of people living in Ireland. It's time to value our health now and in the future, reduce the pressure on the health system and appreciate an organisation that's listened to their staff in this instance. That's from Aoife Long, who came in touch, or got in touch and sent that letter with regards to the Irish Times and, or the Irish Examiner, I should say, in support of the bike. And there's a lot of fair points in relation to that and in relation to what is happening and the way the bike shed was designed, the cost of the bike shed coming in relation to it. Well, speaking of that and having listened to that, have a listen to what Ivana Bacik had to say about bike sheds in relation to what the state is paying in terms of car parking spaces. This was during questions to the Taoiseach on matters relating to his department in the Dáil on Tuesday.
It's National Bike Week, and as conveners of the all-party Rochta Cyclist Group, Deputy Ciarán Ahern and I were delighted to host a cross-party cycle around Leinster House today, and thanks to all the colleagues who took part. Taoiseach, we need to see government step up and provide proper investment for cycling infrastructure, and I'm also asking that colleagues would commit not to buy into an anti-cycling narrative. There's been lots of talk recently about the cost of bike sheds, but we do need to put in perspective the cost of building a single basement car park space, for example, between €50,000 to €70,000, and the fact that €1.2 million is being spent every year by the OPW on leasing car parking spaces for civil servants. In a climate crisis, we need, of course we need value for money in all our projects, but investment in cycling is not a frivolous extravagance. And Taoiseach, in a climate crisis, we need to support people to make a transition to cycling to help reduce emissions from fossil fuels, help reduce dependence on private cars. So I'm asking
There you go, that's Ivana Bacik making a fair point. €70,000 to €80,000 the cost of finding car park space for a civil servant, 1.2 million being spent by the OPW every year in leasing every year in leasing car park spaces, and you put that up against 120,000, 125,000 for a bicycle parking area in University Hospital Kerry. Billy Ryle's letter goes on, not only is the shelter giving hospital staff and visitors more sustainable travel choices, but it reduces demand on limited hospital parking. The ever-increasing cycle fraternity here in Kerry is delighted with secure parking while working or visiting UHK. Donegal TD Pierce Darty lost a run of himself in the Dáil the other day when he realised that UHK had cycled away with the big prize, which was constructed with ring fence funding. Mr. Doherty ranted at the cost of the bicycle shelter, but he certainly has no idea about its long-term value. Far from being a waste of money, it provides cyclists with a much-needed parking facility. It's a very positive statement by UHK that cyclists count as much as motorists. The penny may have belatedly dropped for Mr. Doherty that a bicycle shelter would be useful at Letterkenny University Hospital. Fortunately, he took his eye off the ball and was totally outsmarted by University Hospital Kerry's progressive management. I don't know if Mr. Doherty has any interest in sport and exercise. If perchance he's travelling to Killarney for the big GAA game on May 23rd with Donegal versus Kerry, he would do well to drop into UHK to see for himself a bicycle shelter to encourage the most entrenched motorists to abandon the car and hop on the bike. That's Billy's letter. Well, there you go. And a listener gets in touch on this and asks the question as well. Could Jory find out the name of the person who signed the cheque to pay for the bike shed at UHK, and maybe it would be a good idea to find out who were the engineers involved? Well, look, stack that up against the opinions of Aoife and Billy there in relation to value for money, in relation to what Ivana Bacik is saying on the cost of renting car park spaces every year by the state and the cost of providing a car park space. And the question is €125,000 too much for a bike shelter? A modern bike shelter, perhaps maybe e-chargers for e-bikes. Bikes today are pretty expensive. They need to be secure in a place that will last. And if you extrapolate it out to how long this shelter would last over the years, is it bad value for money, as has been suggested? Has it been picked up as a political football here to bash the government? And do we need to look at it in the context of the point that was made there about freeing up valuable, hard-to-find and expensive car park spaces and giving staff the option and reducing carbon emissions and giving people a chance to be healthier, as Aoife says in her letter, and not end up in a hospital costing the state many more than just 100,000. Give us your view. Love to hear your opinion on that. Lots more on the way, including Call from the Dáil on Kerry Today.
Kerry Today on Radio Kerry.
Brought to you in association with KWD Recycling, collecting waste and recycling at your door.